Now let's look at the steps that Policy 108 recommends for working with those who've been determined to be actively moderate intensity. There are several steps. So as we've discussed, we would screen each session using the questions from the one-page screener, that CSSRS recent screen version. Also, the clinician will alert the clinical supervisor, and if there's a psychiatrist or nurse practitioner on the case, alert those folks too. This is done the same day it's determined that the client is at actively moderate intensity. Also, a treatment team meeting will occur whenever the level of risk changes, meaning at the time the client has been determined to be actively moderate, or if the risk level changes from actively moderate to high intensity. The team meeting would include the psychiatrist or nurse practitioner, again, as it's an opportunity for everyone working with the client to come together to develop the plan for addressing the changed level of risk. Some examples of things to be determined at this meeting are whether sessions should occur more frequently, in what ways would the team work together to closely monitor the client. Perhaps there's an urgent medical appointment that needs to be scheduled, etc.